Welcome to the English Out Loud podcast, a podcast where I give you tips on how you can enhance your spoken English. My name is Pat. I'm from Toronto, Canada, and today I'm going to be talking about sounds that we make that aren't real words, but they're just sounds. Sounds that we make that, well, don't really make any sense if you don't understand what people are saying. These just sounds like, what? Huh? Ooh. That was an entire conversation right there. I may have sounded like a monkey grunting, but what I said was, what are you talking about? I don't believe you. Yeah, okay, whatever. Seriously? That's incredible. You see, you can have an entire conversation with somebody without actually saying any real words, and so let's talk about these sounds, and let's talk about how you can get used to using them yourself. Before I get into that, I would just like to remind all of my listeners that this podcast is available on all of your favorite podcasting apps, and so make sure that on that app you hit subscribe and you leave a little comment about the podcast and just say, hey, I learned something here, this is great, or say, this is ridiculous, what is this guy talking about? I'm curious to know what you think. And I get to hear it if you leave a little comment. So feel free to leave a comment. I'll read it and it'll just make my day. Whether it's good news, bad news, I'm happy to know about it. And when you hit subscribe, then you get to know as soon as these new episodes come out, right? So you certainly want to hit that. Anyway, let's get into some stuff for today. Let's talk about sounds. Let's talk about how we speak without actually speaking. The first sound is one that I made just there. What? What? We say this quite often. What? What? All it means, it's just a way of saying what. It's a way to show that you are incredulous, that you don't believe what you're hearing or what you're seeing. It baffles you. What? Practice that along with me there. What? So that's the first one. What? I don't believe you. Next up. Pfft. Pfft. Doesn't that sound weird? It's just like a P, F. F-T. Pfft. That means I definitely don't believe you. That means you're full of baloney, buddy. I don't believe you. Pfft. Get out of here. Next up. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Again, this is not a word. I'm just saying mm-hmm. It's just a sound. It's just an M-H-M-M. And that's like saying, yeah, okay, sure. It's kind of like sarcastically now, sarcastically saying, I don't believe you. Mm-hmm. We're stretching that last M out. Mm-hmm. Because now if we change the tone a little bit, we'll go, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's actually like saying, really? Mm-hmm. Someone says, I just got a new car. You'll go, mm-hmm. I just got a new car. Mm-hmm. Now you're starting to change the tone just a little bit from mm-hmm to mm-hmm. Voice going up at the ending. And then next up we're going to say, huh? Huh? Repeat that after me. Huh? It's just H-U-H with the voice going up. Huh? It's like, excuse me? Huh? And then, huh? Huh. I haven't thought about it that way. Huh. Let's see another one here. Hmm. Hmm. Now we're thinking about something. Hmm. Hmm. Huh? Huh. Hmm. I'm considering what you're saying here. Hmm. And then to top it all off. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh, what's that? Ooh, it's good news. Ooh. Ooh. You hear how I play with my voice a little bit with that? Ooh. Ooh. Yes, it sounds funny. Yes, if you're listening to this, and this is your first time listening to an episode, and I just made myself sound crazy, that's okay. Because you've also just learned something. You've also just learned a little bit more about English communication. How you can make grunts and sounds that aren't even real words, but have a lot of meaning in context. So practice those. Get into a conversation with someone today and say, huh? It is impolite. It is a little bit impolite. If you tell someone, huh? It's informal. You don't want to say that to your boss. Huh? Most of this, actually pretty much all of this, is informal. There's my disclaimer. This is all very informal. However, that's okay. It's useful because not every conversation is with the President of the United States, is it? So just to go over those one more time. What? Mm-hmm. Huh? Ooh. That's a whole conversation right there. A whole dialogue just happened. So practice that. Listen to this episode again. It's a nice little short one for you to keep things going with, just to keep on listening for new things, practicing new things with your spoken English. And I'm happy to have had the opportunity to deliver this message to you today. However, I'm going to get to wrapping this one up already. I know it's quick. I know it's short. This may even be the shortest episode that I've ever done. But, I mean, if the lesson's been taught, you know, what am I going to do? Just sit here and ramble? Just sit here and ramble. I'll ramble a little bit. Just a little bit. I'll just tell you about what I'm doing. I'm going to Calgary in a couple of days. I'll be going from where I am right here, and I'll be heading on to Calgary. Calgary is in central Canada. It's where my brother and my father live. There's a resort there, about an hour north of Calgary. It's called Kananaskis. Kananaskis. Very cool resort. Oh my goodness. This place is beautiful. It's right up in the heart of the Rocky Mountains. The spa there. I'm not a spa guy. I'm not a guy that goes to spas often. But this spa was a whole other level of anything I had ever imagined seeing in a spa. Just look it up yourself. Look up Kananaskis Nordic Spa Resort. If you're looking for a Canadian getaway, you want to go visit somewhere in Canada and see something new, go check it out. So head on out to Kananaskis. I'm going there myself this week. And then back on down to Mexico. Back on down to good old Mexico before the end of the summer, because I've got to make sure that I can get down there and get burned to a crisp in the Mexican sun before the summer ends. I want to look like a lobster before the summer ends. That's what happens to me. I go out in the sun and I become a lobster. A walking, talking lobster. I turn very red when I get too much sun on me, but that's part of the fun of Mexico, right? That's part of the fun. Anyway, time for me to get going today. I gotta wrap this one up. Have a wonderful day for yourself. Thank you very much for listening. I'm glad to have had the opportunity to provide you with such linguistic information. I'm gonna take a week off next week. I won't put up any episodes because, like I said, I'll be on vacation. I'm gonna be up in the mountains. I'm gonna go whitewater rafting. I'm gonna see some bears. And I'm gonna go have some fun with my family. So sorry if you miss me over the next week, but I will be back the following week with many good lessons to teach you. Anyway, thank you very much for your time today, and have a good one.